Hi, Corrine.
Hi, Doreen.
Anyway, how are you? How was your New
I'm
Year's?
good. It was wonderful. Wonderful. Spent it with family and friends, and it was such a joy. So, how was yours? You spent it
It was,
with your daughter too, right?
I did. I spent it with my daughter, and we watched a TV marathon. I told her not to bother me until New Year's. So, anyway, sad, isn't it? But that's what I wanted to do. I was invited to a New Year's party, and I was like, well, I don't want to go. And because I watched everybody walk up there, they're all couples. I was like, okay, do I go up there and hang out with couples, or do I stay down here with my daughter and watch a TV marathon? So, I chose a TV marathon and with my daughter.
Oh, I love that.
I know, but we saw the fireworks, which is great. You know what I mean? And I know 2012 is going to be a great year. And a lot of great stuff is happening this year in 2012. And I think we've got a powerful show so that everyone out there can, really make this the best year possible using this concept that we're going to share with everyone tonight. And a lot of angel stories and a lot of angel readings if you want to call in, because that's what you and I do. So share with everyone what the show's about tonight.
Tonight's show is about evolving our inner images, our inner pictures to release our true selves. And what are these pictures? These pictures are the images of ourselves that we carry with us, that's wrapped around our energy, and we transmit them to people all the time. And these images are also images of other people too. It's our perception of what we believe them to be as people. And we're transmitting them all the time. And so tonight's show is about becoming aware of our inner pictures. Because by doing that, we really can help, we really help ourselves to rise to our highest potential. And not only when we get control of the pictures that we are sending to other people about who they are, we also lift them up to their highest potential as well. So tonight is about how do we transform our inner pictures? How do we become aware of it? And how impactful they are in our lives today. So that's tonight's show.
That's a powerful what you said about sending the images or the pictures, right? And for those of you out there that are listening, or even to you and I, Corrine, let me ask you a question. The pictures that you send, let's say you got an ex, I've got an ex, or I've got people that I've worked with or been around, whether they're men or women, that man, it's been challenging to get along with. So how do we, what kind of pictures are we supposed to send, to people like that? And what does that mean when you say send a picture? You know what I mean? Because it sounds great when we say it, but how do we do that to become more loving and value people more, and most of all value ourselves? How do we do that? What do you think?
Well, a picture is, it's easier for people to pick up pictures rather than words. So a lot of times we have beliefs about a certain person, right? So like there's our husband or our wife, and we go, gosh, if they would only be more considerate, or if they would only be, I wish that you could be more considerate, right? That's harder for someone to pick up on that energy. So rather than send them words, send them pictures. And a picture is a vision. So instead of words, envision the person being more considerate. Create a little scene in your head of how that looks like to you, right? The feelings, everything. Just visualize it, and then send that out to that person. That's how you get someone to change. It's not by criticizing, what we think are negative aspects of another person, because that only reinforces the negative behavior that we want to see change. So instead of doing that, send them a picture of your highest vision for them. Read their soul, because we all have our higher selves that are part of our souls. And so when you're reading somebody's higher self, then visualize, you can see what their highest vision would be for themselves too. And then by doing that, you hold them to their highest potential instead of bringing them down. Because what happens is, if you have a perception about a certain person in your life, let's say it's your husband and your wife that is, they have a certain behavior that totally irritates you, right? And so the picture that you're holding about them and that you're projecting back to them is exactly that which upsets you so much, right? And we don't even realize that we're doing that, every time, or it could be not even your husband or wife, just any particular person in general. Oh, this person always does this. Oh, this person always says this, right? We're holding that picture in. So of course, whenever we're around them, they're just going to reinforce that back to us, because they themselves are receptors, and they're picking up on that picture, and then they act it out. And it's just the same in reverse too. We pick up on other people's pictures about ourselves, and we accept it, as truth without even knowing that we're doing that, and then we act it out. So instead, hold them to their highest potential by sending them a more positive picture of themselves. If you want somebody to change in your life, you want them to release the negative aspects that you are seeing within them, send them a picture of their highest potential. And that will really, they'll pick up on that and you'll be able to see a change. You really will.
You know, you're right about that. I know Napoleon Hill, he has a book, 16 Lessons to Success. And actually the book that he released, I can't remember the name of it now, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, was a little bit of that book. But the 16 Lessons of Success, he really breaks it down on a scientific level about how when we think of someone, we send them energy and we send them pictures and they get it. Okay, so, you know, if you're wanting that job or you're wanting something, he goes, you really got to be really careful about what kind of thoughts you're sending to that person or corporation, okay, or, you know, or family members. You know what I'm saying? Because you're always sending energy. Right. I'll share this with you, too, as well, and I think this is pretty interesting. I teach Reiki, and I'm a Reiki, what they call it, a Reiki master. I think that's crazy because we all have healing abilities. But anyway, a lot of times what we'll do in one of the classes, the last class that I teach, is we'll go and have you ever seen the logos on cups or cups or any kind of emblem, a company emblem on, you know, something. But usually you'll see them on coffee cups. A lot of times what will happen is when that Reiki practitioner will touch that cup in the class that I'm teaching, they'll feel that energy being drawn from that Reiki energy being drawn from their hands to that cup, to that company. Can you believe that? Isn't that neat? So,
oh, that's wonderful. You know, and that's a great representation of using a picture rather than thoughts, because it's a picture of a logo, right?
Right.
And you know, and it's such a clear receptor. Pictures are just so much more effective than words or thoughts, because we carry so much emotion behind that, right? And a lot of times we might add to the negative emotions behind it, or we might be sending out the thoughts, but behind that, pushing behind that is actually coming from a place of lack, because we are asking for something that we currently do not have, and so we're not even aware that we're sending that energy out, right? So it's all, you know, a confluence of all this kind of energy that we, you know, might not be aware of what we're sending. So that's why a picture is so clear. It's so crystal clear, right? You want to be closer to your mate. You want to get that job. Send out a picture of having that job, or, you know, an embrace with your mate. A loving embrace, just a picture, and that alone is so crystal clear, it cannot be misinterpreted.
That's true. As I said, I know that when we've done it in Reiki, when we've felt, you know, from the logo, when people, our companies needed energy, that's what we did. We just sent them great energy back. But it's so, so powerful, you know. And then what another thing that I really resonates with me, and I know you and I have talked about it, a lot of times people, they're so used to an old picture. I think you and I were chatting about that today, of what they think you should be, or who you are, right? Your parents and our family members, you know what I mean? I think your eldest sister thinks that you're still her younger sister and you need to be told what to do, right? You know what I mean? And and you're like this amazing healer, teacher, leader, and I was like, wow, what, you know, how can she, and you told me, you go, I'm just sending her pictures.
I know, because you know what, I realize I have to take responsibility, you know, we all do, because we are, not only are we sending out, but we're also receivers, so I have to take responsibility for the picture that I have been sending out about my sister, you know, specifically, because I think I have reinforced the negative behavior, because my picture that I've been sending out is, she's going to do this. She's going to say this. She's going to treat me this way. She's going to get upset. She's going to, you know, and that's all that I've been getting. And so, you know, today I'm going to tell you, next week I'll give you the update to this, because tonight when I see her for dinner tonight, I'm going to hold a different picture in my mind and we will see what we get from this. And it's going to be a beautiful picture of, you know, what I was telling you about is the light shining within her, that warm person, that I see within her, that is just so charismatic and so full of love and warmth. That is the picture that I'm going to hold. So, you know, and we'll
that's
see
cool.
If it works. I know it's, I mean, this is really, it's a pictures are such powerful manifestors, much more than the words and the thoughts, because it's just so crystal clear. So I do not doubt that it will work for her tonight. So I'll keep you posted.
I think you just sent the best picture of all to her, you know, to as well. So I think that's pretty cool. But, you know, I noticed too this because I've taught a class on this, or you and I have actually taught it together. As mates, sometimes our girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives, or long-term partnerships, we in that relationship, because sometimes we can't change the pictures or the images we hold of that person. You know what I mean? I mean, they may grow, they may change, not only in personal, but also in business as well. But a lot of times you'll see it in personal too. So, you know, these long-term relationships sometimes don't last. And because we go, well, they're supposed to be this way. This is what they were when I married her, or I was with her, or when they started working for the company, and now they're doing something totally different. You know, so I think that sometimes that causes a lot of problems too as well. Because you hold that certain image, and that person is, as you've done, I mean, you've grown up and you've changed and look at you now, and you know, when you learn to be fluid instead of just stuck in one habit, I think that's the most important thing. You know what I mean? Just realize that we're all changing and bending and doing those kind of things to enhance ourselves. Sometimes for the good, sometimes for the not so good, but we're always changing. Do you agree?
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think our biggest challenge is, you know, in the personal relations that we have, you know, with people, it's so hard for us to release the conditioned image that we have of the other person, you know, whatever it may be, that we find is an issue in that relationship. And because of that image, it is harder for the other person to change, because we ourselves have not changed our image of them. And they may be trying to change themselves. They may be trying to make big changes, but because we keep transmitting out this past image of who they are, who we think that they are, it's harder for them to change. Because you're pushing against their energy of them trying to move forward. Your picture of them is actually what is holding them back. Every time they try to take a step forward, your picture of them pulls them right back.
So. That's true as well. I agree with you. I know, you know, I've been in business for forever. I'm forever 21 too. So, but anyway, I've been working for myself for a long time, and both of my parents were entrepreneurs, and they showed me that's, I learned by example, by their, what they taught me, you know what I mean? And it's part of who I am now. You also have to look at that. What you're sending out to people, you're this, you're this, you're that, is that truly who you are, or is that an image from someone else? You know what I mean? I know myself running my own business and being an entrepreneur and working in the spiritual, you know, realm is who I am. And but have you ever come across people or situations where they're trying to be something that their parents told them to be, or their church, or their, you know, their primary and secondary education, whatever that may be when they were younger, influenced them, and they're not really being that image is not really who they are? Have you ever experienced that or known anyone to do that?
Yes, all the time. I think you experienced that in your own family, right? Because your father is Christian, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I've heard about that. He knows who I am now, you know, so, yeah.
Right. But he, you know, because he's such a strong Christian, it took him a while to really embrace, you know, who you are, as someone that is not religious, but very spiritual, because he was trying to hold you to his own, way of being. Yeah. His own image of who you should be, which would be like him. And you were fighting against that. And I think, I mean, and you did tremendous work. You stayed strong and you weren't negative about it. You kind of just gently kind of guided him into, really embracing who you are. And because of that, you weren't sending out negative images. If you had been sending out negative pictures of, my father's never going to understand me, my father's never going to get it, my father is never going, you know, that would have just reinforced it. But, you know, the transformation happened very quickly because you were like, this is who I am. I understand you don't understand me now, but you will eventually. And that's exactly what happened.
You know, it's true, and I forgot about that because I was really thinking of, it doesn't really matter now, but yeah, you know, my parents, especially my father, thought I should be a certain way, and I totally left that situation and moved to Florida after I finished school, and I'm here, and I kind of disengaged from my dad, would talk to him on the phone, would see him once or twice a year. And last, in 2010, I'd had a dream that I was going to go home and talk to him. And when I went and talked to him, I was, you know, I like listening to how other people believe. I might not believe that way, but that's okay. That works for them. So when I got in the car and my dad picked me up from the airport and we're traveling, and he goes, I go, Dad, why do you believe this way? And I was genuinely interested. Well, my father, wow, he came back to me. He says, well, how can you believe this? And then I was like, oh my goodness, I forgot I signed up for this at some point in time, you know. And anyway, long story short, he really came to understand how I am, and I understand how he is. We have agreement to just love each other and accept each other for who we are, you know what I mean? And he's even listened to our show a couple times, and you know, he's like, you guys are doing an amazing job, you know. So that's huge coming from my dad. So aww. I was like, uh-huh, yeah, that's, his own images of himself is different than mine, you know. But anyway, it's okay. You know what I mean? We found a way to groove and connect. So it's cool. You know?
Right. I think that's wonderful. That's a great, you know, people out there that are listening are probably asking, well, okay, if someone's sending out a picture or an image of you and they're transmitting it to you, what can you do about that, right? How do you work with that? How do you not be affected by that, right? Because we all, you know, if we sit quietly, we can all imagine, like if you're to imagine yourself sitting in a circle and all of your, you know, people that you know and love are around you, you know, you can pick up on the images that they hold about you, right? I'm pretty sure we all can kind of name what people may be, you know, envisioning about our own images. When you do that and it's something that you do not find true for yourself, immediately send them back a different vision. A vision that is a higher image of you. So, for example, my sister may be thinking that, you know, I will be against her or something like that, you know, which she always thinks that I'm against her. She thinks the whole family's against her. So, but I'm changing. We're changing that right now because I know she holds that image of me that I am against her. We're like, you know, our whole family is like a team of people working against her. So I'm going to transmit, and I am transmitting back an image of myself back to her that is different. So instead of sending back an image of, yes, I am against you, I'm sending back a picture of myself in full support of her and in a loving embrace with her. So my picture in my head is embracing her. I am embracing her and supporting her.
That's cool.
So that's
how
you change it. Yeah, so that's how you can change it. Just be aware, because your awareness is so strong. That is, your awareness is the key. It's so powerful. It is what can transform everybody to the highest vision of themselves and also for yourself. So when you're aware of what picture people are sending out to you about who you are that is not true, all you have to do is send them back a picture that is a higher vision of yourself.
That's cool. I like that too. And I know there are people probably listening, and I know you and I have talked on calls and taught workshops with this. There are folks out there that are saying, you know what, I don't know how to picture, and they're struggling with picturing something. Sometimes it's not even about the picture, because you may be more about how something feels. So if it's a feeling, just, you know, send the feeling. Or if it's an intention, you know, you can send an intention. I know a lot of us have exes out there, you know. So what I try to do right now is, if I'm angry at my ex, whoever he may be, you know, or a friend, what I do is, instead of trying to send, let's say, love, the word love, because love, I want to send the emotion of love to them, or I want to send the emotion of forgiveness. A lot of times that's hard to do, I think, because we get so caught up in, man, I don't feel love and I don't feel forgiveness, you know.
Or you send pain behind the love, yeah. You know, especially if it's an ex, right?
Yeah, right, it's an ex. Or, you know, your family members, God bless them, you know what I mean? We choose our families. I used to say we didn't choose them, but, you know, we know that we do. So what you can do is send a picture, as you were saying, like For me, I always like, you know, if I'm sending somebody forgiveness, I will send them a picture of an elephant, because that's total luck, that's total abundance, and incorporates everything, you know, from love, money to everything. You know what I mean? If you're sending forgiveness, You know, sometimes you can use a picture of like a heart. And if you're saying this just really does not, that sounds so hokey because I've thought of that before. And then when I really did the research on it, because I like to read and I know you do as well, and I hear it from different sources, you know, as I was saying just a little bit ago from, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, when he actually broke it down in the 16 Lessons to Success on a scientific basis and says, you know what? This is really true. We send our thoughts. We send energy. We send emotion out to people, and they get it. So if you can, instead of attaching emotion with the heart or the elephant, that's my symbol, or the phoenix, because I love phoenix, and the number 8, which is infinity, then maybe you should just send something like that, because these folks do get it. And I think that's so, so very important to remember. You know what I mean? And I think that you had said something, too, about people's, people are receiving energy all the time. What was that story you told about there's actually machines that measure, you know, when people receive thoughts and energy and news, and they get it, and how they react to it. They do react to it, right? You were saying that before.
Right, right. It was, I can't remember what show we were watching, but it was, I think it was an Oprah episode of energy, and she had on a scientist that was talking about how at different parts of the world they have energy receptors that are kind of just stationed throughout different areas. And what it does is it just reads the energy and the vibration coming from people and, or living things, basically. So basically everything. So it's just the energy in the universe is what it's picking up, okay? And you know, when the energy is stable, as you know, when there's not something extreme that is happening in the world, the transmitter will transmit a number sequence, and it'll be like a 100 100 100, and so on and so forth, and it stays pretty constant. But he said during real major life events, such as when Princess Diana died, or New Year's Eve, or 9/11, or things of that nature on that kind of a global scale, these energy receptors transmit a different number sequence, and it actually becomes fluctuated, becomes a random number sequence, because the energy in the air is changing. So whether it's a high vibration from like New Year's Eve events where everybody's right, joined together in celebration, or it's a tragic event like Princess Diana's death where everybody was joined together in sorrow, or for example 9/11, it actually impacts these receptors, and so the number changes to like from 100 100 1 to 110 0 1 0 1 1 1 0. Like it just is a random number frequency, which is pretty amazing. And he was saying that it's just it's such simple basic truth that we are all energy receptors, and we can, and by our awareness of the energy that we are transmitting and receiving from people, we can actually change the world. Because look at how the world has changed just from these receptors. Around the world, we're all connected. It's amazing.
I know. I that is a great story, because I read in a book, Power Versus Force, and also Personal Power Through Awareness, that 10,000 positive thoughts will change. No, one positive thoughts will change 10,000 negative ones. How cool is that? You know what I mean? And you know, some people are like, "Wow, that sounds so soft," or "so doesn't have strength to it." It really does, you know. We're talking about people that, sending out thoughts and images to friends, family, you know, or lovers or whoever. But one of the things that we've got to really take into consideration is ourselves. You know what I mean? What kind of thoughts or what kind of self-talk are we giving to ourselves? What kind of personal dialogue are we sending to ourselves? You know what I mean? And that's key too. You know what I mean? Because have you ever tried to send out a peace on earth and you're like feeling anything but peaceful? Right, you know, I was laughing about that too. My daughter was telling me this last week. You know, it's the holiday season, and she says, you know what, I don't feel like sending him peace on earth, and I don't feel like sending him love. I'm really upset at Papa, that's what she calls her dad, and this person. She goes, I don't feel peaceful. How am I going to send peace? I said, I'm worry about it right now, hon. Just, you know, chill out and work on yourself. And so when I was looking at that and chatting with her about it, while we were together, I said, Heather, one of the most important things that you've got to remember, I think, if you're really working on yourself this way and to change your thoughts, is when something's, when you have those negative thoughts, you've got to really change them within yourself first. And how do you do that? First of all, people say, oh, they're not there. But whatever you say is not there continues to come up. It's even stronger. So one of the things that she did is she goes, okay, what am I going to do about it, Mom? I said, what you need to do, I said, what I would do, and I said, is I always picture sunlight shining on that part of me. Or I say, what's that part of me that's feeling this way? And then when I start feeling that way, it's usually about another person. And it may have been 20 years ago or 10 years ago that this person has made me upset or experienced not them making me upset, but I've experienced discomfort with them. So would I, because something needed to be healed in myself. So when I recognize it in me, okay, because they're this way, or that I could say them as being wrong, I find that same quality in me. And then when I can look at it in me, then I can heal it. When you bring it out into the light, you can heal anything, right? Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And people are always reflecting back to you every image you carry within about yourself. They're mirrors. So if there's, for example, for your daughter, if there's a part of her that is, upset about her father for a specific issue, let's say, I don't know what it is, but let's say he's not giving her attention. It can mean that there's a part of herself she's not giving herself enough attention. And so it's basically when you're holding these negative, pictures over and over, it's a cry for help from your emotions to kind of call attention to some aspect about yourself that needs healing. I absolutely agree.
Yeah, and that's something that I recognize. You and I we did a coaching session with someone the other day, and they were really upset at a person or people, a couple of people actually, that they had given gifts to you, and that these people had not given, they'd given them this other, the person that gave the gifts did not give them gifts in return or something that was so much of lesser value. And she was saying that they're selfish or they're whatever they were, selfish, not good at gift giving. They just wanted to be takers. So I looked at her, and I'll never forget this. I was like, and Terry, tell her this. And I'm like, why don't you tell her? Well, she has a session with you. I said, it's really with you, angels. But anyway, that being set aside, do you remember this, Corrine?
Mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm. A couple days ago.
Yeah, it was a few days ago, a couple days ago. And so I go, I told her, and you backed me up, and I backed you up. But I go, there was a part of you that you feel it's not a gift, it's an exchange. And I go, you wanted something in return, and that's okay. And you wanted something as good in return. And because these negative thoughts that this person is not good enough, this person doesn't know how to give gifts, are really reflection about how you feel about yourself. So when you change those images about how you feel about yourself, then you have a lot more peace. Do you remember that with her?
Yes, because her image or her picture of herself was that she was always a giver and never received anything from anybody, right? And so because she was projecting out that picture of I am a giver, and no one else gives back to me, I'm just a giver, right? Because she was projecting that, she was basically broadcasting that picture of herself to every person in her life, and every person in her life was taking from her, right? They were all taking. They were not giving anything back. They were all taking because she had that picture of herself. Remember, we asked her, too, what do you feel about yourself? And she said, well, I think I give too much, and I never receive anything in return. That was like that's as simply as she said it. And And so look at it, it manifested into the Christmas gift exchange. Look at me, I'm giving all these gifts and I'm not getting anything back. And that's a, and she went into that with that picture in her head of I am a giver and I don't receive. And then she got it right back to her. So she would be great. In our next session with her, we'll tell her to change the picture of herself, right? Use a symbol. Vision of her surrounded by a mountain of gifts and a line of suitors out the door wanting to take her on dates. Those are the pictures that she should hold about herself.
Do you remember that? Because she would say, I'm a giver. I'm like, yeah, there's only one Joan of Arc. I'm a martyr. You remember? So Anyway, I think we got a caller. So do you want to take her?
Sure.
It's Lindsay. Lindsay from New Jersey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey,
there.
Hi, Lindsay.
Lindsay, how was your new year? How was your new year?
Actually, it was pretty good. Kind of uneventful, but considering all that could have gone wrong, I guess it's always good. Got to bring it in. And, yeah, that's the main thing. I just stayed home, though, but not a big deal. I wanted to actually share a little something with you guys. We had recently done the year reading, and I've been meaning to let you guys know that I had actually, in the reading, you had said that there was something going on with a company I had interviewed for. There was going to be, like, a delay, but I'd be hearing from it within the first 3 months with the job offer. Well, lo and behold, the next morning, the very next morning, I happened to check my email, and they had actually contacted me because I had said I wasn't going to contact them until the second week of January, but they beat me to it, and they were saying that there was a delay and that they'd be making their decision in February and that they wanted to make sure I was still available. So obviously I was still in their thoughts, so it was rather exciting. I wanted to call in and share that with you guys because you were just spot on. With that, they didn't say why it was being put on hold, but they said it just was going to be put on hold just till then, and that I would know by then. So that gives me a little bit of time to obviously do the meditation, keep my vibration high, and just do the stuff on my end to try and help ensure that I get that job.
Oh, that's wonderful, Lindsay. And I know that you. I know, she's just amazing. And I know that you've had a couple of angelic experiences as well with paying it forward and some of the things that we're talking about tonight about the images that you hold of other people. I know that you're really working on that with people that you have. We have all had issues with our family members and our friends.
Oh, yeah.
So, so you're doing that as well because I know we got an email about it from you, so thank you.
I'm doing the daily I am, so it's basically, it was an I am grateful, it's not just daily I am, basically saying why I'm grateful, what I'm happy about for this person, or I'm happy they have a car, I'm happy they have love in their life. It's something to the effect of that, and I read it once a week about people that might be causing me issues, my sister, friends, just people in general like that, and I read it aloud to myself. And it just really sends, like, that really good, nice energy out towards them. And another thing I did for the holidays, I have a nosy neighbor who constantly asks me every single day if I found a job yet. His wife had died about 2 years ago, and it was very unexpected. And even though he's not a favorite of mine, to say the very least, I found out that he was going to be spending Christmas alone this year. So I bake. So I ended up baking some extra shortbread cookies, and I actually walked them over to his house, and I had dropped them off for him, and he was so overjoyed, and he was almost, like, surprised that I did that because I did kind of have to tell him one day, you know, when I start working, you'll probably know since you watch to see if my car is there every morning anyway. But
Lindsay, you're funny.
But you know, sometimes you have to address stuff, and then I left it alone. I let it go, and he seemed to as well. But I think he was surprised that I still went out of my way to do for him. But again, and this is actually right before our yearly reading, and right before I heard from the place. So again, the light working and trying to send out that good energy, maybe to someone you don't particularly care for. But you don't want to see them struggle or hurt in any way if you can help it. So kind of funny that that happened right after I got that email, right after I had gone ahead and done that. So
that's wonderful.
You know, again, just keeping positive and, you know, that's all one really can do.
You know, that list that we had you write, you know, during our session about all the things that you appreciate and are grateful for, and I know it was challenging for you to write it about your sister and some other people too, what that actually was doing was exactly what we're talking about tonight, which is changing your pictures about them, that you're holding about them. So the appreciation, all the things that you were grateful for about your sister, that actually was transforming the inner pictures that you're holding about her inside yourself. So you're going to start to see some really positive changes because she's going to be able to pick up on that, because your pictures of her before were that, you know, the jealousy and all that other stuff, right? And so you were just getting more of that. Yeah. So now that you've written out this list and you're reading it weekly, which is a great idea, keep an eye out for the positive changes that you'll start to see happening within her.
Oh, Lindsay, yeah. I think that's wonderful, and I want to share this with you. When with your sister, she's in awe of you anyway, and just wishes that there's a part of her that would like to be like you. And so there's some wonderful things that are going to happen with your relationship in the future with her. And also, it's a rippling effect. It will send it out not only with you but with her. When you do that, when you really, really live on purpose and make and create or co-create with God on purpose, then you make, there's huge changes that happen in your life. And your nosy neighbor, I've had one of those, I've had a few over a few years, but your nosy neighbor was blown away by your gift, okay? Can you imagine? He has to live vicariously through others to get attention. So you gave him attention. Yeah, yeah, great gift.
I try. I had a question quickly for you, though, as well. Do you feel if I continue to do what I've been doing with the grateful list and the light working and just trying to send out that positive energy, do you think that might be part of why my angels might have caused this delay in the job, giving me the time to work on that in the meditation with my boyfriend as well? Do you feel if I continue that, it's going to still come in obviously perfect and divine timing?
I feel, let me share this with you. I got this really strong. It's not only your stuff, but it's the company stuff. It's everything is working. They have their stuff that they're working through. You have yours that you're doing, but it's all happening in divine and perfect timing. I think it was just a multitude of things. And I think this was the time that you guys chose even before you came here. You know how I say that people, companies have soul agreements. You had a soul agreement with this company. They have one with you. Okay. So this is the time that it's happening in. The meditation is key with you and your future fiance. Yes. Boyfriend, fiance. Might as well be your fiance. Anyway, Karina and I, we're bringing Day to come to your wedding, okay? You said we could. We give great wedding presents.
Absolutely. I think we're going to do a court ceremony this year if everything can get situated. It'd be the following year that we throw something nice. But you guys should come on up.
That would be fun.
We'll be there in the summer.
We love wedding cake, okay? So, anyway. Karina, you'll probably already be married. I'll probably be still like, oh, I don't know yet. So anyway, that'll come by. Anyway.
Angels, thank you guys so much. Karina, did you feel the same?
Yes. I was going to say, you know, in the time that you first found this job, right, and up to now, look at all the things that kind of fell into place. And how much stronger you are, right? Not only within yourself, but your relationship with your family too, and how they got themselves situated too as well, right? If you
Everybody
had gotten
did.
This job, if you had gotten this job at the time that you first found it, you would have had to deal with more stress, needing those other pieces to fall into place in the background. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why there's divine order that's here. Yeah. You got all of those things figured out, right? And now look where you're at. Now you're just sitting pretty and waiting and working on you.
Yeah.
You're perfectly poised for this job to come in now.
I'm not as anxious. I don't find myself like waiting my phone, like, when are they going to call? When are they going to call? I'm kind of like, well, they said they'd call me then, and if they don't, then I'll follow up. But I feel like it's taken care of when I apply for other jobs. I'm not really seeing anything else, because I feel so strongly with this other one. And when I pull my angel cards, everything just really seems to line up as well.
That's wonderful. Lindsay, you're an inspiration. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, guys. We'll talk later.
Bye. I know. Congratulations. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Wow, she's went through a lot of growth, remember?
I know. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. I can't wait for her. The job is already on its way, and so now she's just working on her, and she's becoming much more centered and balanced, and when that job is ready to hire, oh, my gosh. I mean, she's going to be in such a great position to be able to do such much more great work than she was before. It's amazing.
I, I agree with you on that. And, you know, listening to her share her story, you know, and her growth, I know she's planning on getting married. You know, for folks that are listening to us and sharing their thoughts and, you know, and their good intentions with us, one thing I want to talk to you about, Corinne, and you and I have talked about this on several different occasions. If you want, we're talking about sending good energy to negative situations, but let's say you have a boyfriend, okay, that you want to marry, and he says he's not the marrying type. You know what you can do? You can send him loving images of marriage, right? Do you believe in that? I do. That's kind of cool. You know?
I was thinking of one of our, actually we have several clients that are in that situation, and I think that's a great tool, because a lot of times, you know, what they may be doing is, you know, I really want to marry him. I really want to marry him. But he keeps telling me that he doesn't want to get married. Marriage is just not for him, right? So those are the thoughts right. that are being transmitted, and it's perpetuating that, really, because he's picking up on that and going, you're right, you're right. I'm not ready for marriage. You're right, I'm not ready for marriage. And she's going, yeah, I know, you're not, you're not. So that's the conversation, the energy conversation that's going back and forth between the two of them, right? And they're totally unaware of it, okay? Although they may be saying, okay, well, you know what, but I do want to get married to him, but at the background is going, well, but he told me that he's not ready. He told me he's not ready, right? Or he's told me he's not ready for commitment or whatever it may be, right? So absolutely, there's so much of a confluence of that kind of an energy mix up there that it would just be, it's so much clearer. So, you know, that's a negative vibration. Acknowledge it first, okay? Yes, I want to marry this person. Yes, I want to be with this person, but this person's not ready for commitment. This person doesn't want to get married, right? And then shine light on it, like what you were saying. It's perfect. That negative part of the situation, which also exists within ourselves, just shine light on it. That's all you got to do. Imagine sunlight coming in and shining down on the situation, okay? And then send out a picture, a different picture of the two of you. Yes, under a church steeple, married, okay? As simple as that, and then just let it go. No more emotion behind it. Don't doubt it. Don't say, well, you know, that's never going to happen. Just send that picture out. Or send out a picture of you, the two of you holding hands, right? You know, you know, wherever you may be in a wedding gown and he's in a suit or whatever, and then just let it go.
You know, I agree with you, but I have to tell you something too. A lot of times we get so wrapped up in the marriage. One of the things that I had a teacher share with me, I told you about him. He was a shaman healer, Robert. He said, Tari, he said, if you want to get married, don't send them the picture of getting married. Send the picture of to this person of what it would be like to be married to you and you to him. So it's like, oh, that's great.
Oh, you that's know, even so, better.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. That's better.
I know, I love that. Yeah, I'd like
more personal and specific. That has much much more power behind it.
Right. So he can see life, or she, you know, and sometimes it's a woman that's has the commitment phobia or marriage phobia, whatever it is. So, you know, show them, send them pictures of life, what it would be like to be together as a couple, marriage or in a committed relationship. I I've done that before, you know, and it's worked out where I got a relationship that I was really, really working on and was able to enjoy it for, you know, a period of time. So it does work. So if somebody's listening and says, okay, I'm going to send him pictures of us getting married or being engaged, send him pictures or her pictures of after you're married, what life looks like, you know what I mean?
So that's you know, this reminds me of a story I think I might have told you before of a friend of mine that lives she lives out of state, and I remember she was going through some things, but you know, she would always call me when she was extremely drunk, and I think I told you about this friend of mine, and she was just going through a really challenging time, you know, with her family and just in her life in general. And every time that she would call me, she would be so drunk that I couldn't comprehend what she was trying to say. But it would just be this, you know, jumbled up just words, you know. Right. And she would call me quite often. She would call me at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't even matter. She would just call me, and it would be the same scenario over and over again. And I remember talking to you about this and going, how do I change this? Because I want to be there for her as a friend, but I can't handle this kind of, this is like, I don't know what this is like. I can't help her if she's always drunk and I can't even talk to her because I try to ask her questions. And you told me, you said, send her the symbol of a dove for peace, right? Because peace is so powerful. It means that you wish peace for her. You wish peace for the situation. And if she has peace, it means everything else behind that falls into place so that she can have peace within herself, right?
Right.
So I remember I kept constantly sending out this image because I didn't know, what kind of thoughts I should send out, the energy, all of that. I just said, okay, a dove. Just picture a dove and send out a dove. And every time she called me, I sent out a dove. Every time I would think about her, I'd send out a dove. And she eventually started calling me without the drunkenness, right? She wasn't drunk, And she was totally fine. And the more I sent out peace, the less she felt she needed to call me to vent out. And now I hardly ever hear from her because she's doing so fine, she lives, I think she lives in Hawaii right now. Yeah, but, she's doing great now. So, she was only calling me so that she could vent out problems. So, the last time I heard from her, she's doing fine now. So that symbol is very powerful. These pictures that you are transmitting are so powerful. That was just a great, and I wanted to share that with you. I forgot to tell you about that because I did hear
it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Because I remember that situation because I have a family member like that. And she calls me. And so I finally told her not to call me anymore when she was drunk. That didn't work because I told her when she was drunk. And so now I just sent she called me past couple of weeks, for the holidays. And I had sent her, image of peace and love. And now she's calling me and she's sober, got a job and the whole nine yards. So she's in a better place. So that's kind of cool. Yeah. Thank you. Cause I remember that with you and I did it with myself as well with my family member. Cause you try telling them not to call you when you're drunk and that's like, hey, call me 20 times more.
I know. Because, I really realized that I was expecting her to always call me when she was drunk. Right. And then just say a whole bunch of gibberish. And I was just getting more and more of that, to the point where it was just maybe, once a month to once a week to every day. And then the more I kept thinking about it, then she started calling me at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, And finally, after I spoke with you, I was like, okay, the dove. And then it just immediately, it stopped. It started, it was so powerful. The pictures, it's so much easier than the thoughts and the emotion. Just a symbol is so simple and so crystal clear.
That's cool. I like that. You and I have talked about this. We talked about it with other people before. We talked about sending pictures to yourself in the future. Okay. I have a friend of mine that had a court traffic. He says his vacation home is traffic court. So I was like, okay. And he says, if I get more points, I'm going to have to go do something horrific and pay a lot of money. And he says, really, I have it now. And I said, well, why don't you send images to the judge about that you're going to be a safe driver and not speed anymore and really have the intention in your heart to do that because this is the only way this is going to work, right? If you have a clear intention in your heart to do the best, even though it might not come out the best. So he says, okay, I'm going to do that. And for a week, he worked on it, right? He started sending pictures to the judge, whoever. And he goes, I don't know who the judge is. I go, it doesn't matter. I promise you, the right judge on a soul level will hear this. So he started sending pictures of him driving safe and, having his grandmother with him in the car, safe,
With his seatbelt on and everything.
Right, exactly. Having a full meal, turning, doing all the things. He goes, Tree, I'm getting really good at it. You know what? Anyway, he goes to court and, he has an attorney and, but he had been in there so much, Corrine, he was super nervous about it. And his attorney says, I'm not sure I can get you out of this, without anything that you're going to have to pay or do. Long story short is he got out of it and didn't have to pay anything. And he called me super excited. And I said, was it because you had a good attorney? He goes, I've had him as an attorney. He goes, I really feel, he goes, that stuff that you taught me really does work. He goes, I'm going to use it now. He goes, I'm going to a bar tonight. He goes, I'm going to send it out to get a girl tonight. I was like, no, it doesn't work like that. You know, so I said, not unless, you know, it's the right girl for you to that wants that kind of same kind of. He goes, oh, okay. He said, make sure your intention is clear and keep it positive, you know. Anyway, he was a character. He's still a friend of mine. He's funny. But he got out of the ticket, and he said, he goes, that's really powerful what you taught me. He goes, well, can I use it in every area of my life? I said, sure you can. But the most important thing is to keep your intention for the highest and best good of you and the person or the situation that you're looking at. You know what I mean? And ask for your angel's help, of course. But you can send energy, or you can send symbols to yourself in the future, or symbols to a company in the future. You know, let's say you have a job interview. You know, you can start sending out pictures of what you're like and what you would like to work with, and the, you know, and that kind of thing. Do you agree with that, or?
Oh, absolutely. I think Lindsay should. She's probably still listening, and definitely practice that and kind of send out pictures of herself working at this company. I think she's already actually done that, actually.
Yeah, we talked to her about that.
Yeah, we did. Absolutely, and she knows people that are there, and they'll pick up on that, and they will, you know, she should transmit the highest vision of herself, like as a productive, efficient, successful employee. I think that, absolutely. It's wonderful.
Yeah, you can do that to yourself in the future. And the other thing is like, I know that that's business and also life choices or personal. I know a lot of us have waited for that call, you know, whether we're a guy or a girl waiting for, you know, our one that we want to be with to call us and ask us out on a date or just to call and check in. A lot of times you can visualize that person calling you and sending that intention out for him to call or her to call. When you do that, though, and that's to your, you know, to your future self, to his future self. When you do that, or her, you know, it does it, whatever, whoever you're interested in. When you do that, it's super important to remember to make sure that it's coming from desire, not need. Anytime you're sending out these pictures or symbols to people or situations, mm-hmm. it is super important to come from desire and not need. And I think you and I talked about this not so long ago. Need is coming from lack. I need this person to do this, or I need this person to let me go, or I need this person to behave this way. When you do that, and it may not be saying the word need, but when it's coming from lack, it's not, they're not doing what I want them to do, then it doesn't work. But when you come from desire, you know, where you're the closest to, you know, God, the angels, your higher powers will, and your own will, higher will for yourself, then you can get things easier. You know what I mean? And then these pictures and symbols really work. So I think that's super, or really, really important to remember to do that. Do you think so? Or do
yeah,
you
have absolutely. Yeah, we talked about it in a couple of shows ago, the difference between the need versus desire. Because when you come from desire, it's a higher vibration. You are coming from your higher self, and you are honoring the other person's higher self. When you come from a place of need, you are dishonoring your higher self. You are saying, I do not have, I need this to be whole. I'm coming from a place of, I'm not complete without it, right?
Right.
And I need this person to complete me in this way only by doing these things. That's not holding someone's higher self in your hands and in the best light. Because what you're doing is you're actually bringing them down, and they're just going to match that.
That's true, and they'll send that image back to you. Hey, Corinne, I think we're getting ready to run out of time, so if you're ready, let's say goodnight to everybody. And if anyone wants, we're getting ready to finish up our yearly readings. We only do them once a year. Obviously, we're getting ready to finish up this week, so if you want a yearly reading with Corinne and I, you can go to angelcoaches.com. We also have a manifesting call every Tuesday night that teaches you how to manifest everything in your life with prosperity, and that's at Tuesday night at 9:30 East Coast, and you can go and tap into our website or log on to our website and send us an email. We'll send you the information. We also have classes and workshops on how to become more intuitive and connect with your angels and get the job and the love and life choices of your dreams. So good night, everybody.
Good night.